Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
September 13, 1806. More than merely a dram. The captains and the trader, Mr. Robert McClellan, are swapping stories this morning, exchanging information for McClellan about the region where the expedition has just been, and news for the Corps from back home. McClellan has a large keelboat loaded with trade goods, and Captain Clark writes that he gave all of the men a dram of whiskey. Sergeant Ordway has a different recollection of the situation, writing in his journal, "Met Mr. McClellan with a large keelboat. He was rejoiced to see us. Gave the officers wine and the rest of the party as much whiskey as we all could drink." Ordway continues, "Mr. McClellan informed us that the people in general in the United States were concerned about us, as they had heard that we were all killed. Then again, they heard that the Spaniards had us in the mines of Mexico." Captain Clark writes today,
"Rose early, and a little after sunrise we set out. We landed at the camp of the 5 hunters whom we had sent ahead. They had killed nothing. The wind too high for us to proceed in safety through the immense of snags which was immediately below, we concluded to lie by, and sent on the small canoes a short distance to hunt and kill some meat. We sent our 2 men in the bottom. They soon returned with 1 turkey. I felt myself a little unwell, and directed a little chocolate, which Mr. McClellan gave us, prepared, of which I drank about a pint and found great relief. At 11 a.m. we proceeded on about 1 mile, and come up with the hunters who had killed 4 deer. Here we delayed until 5 p.m. When the hunters all joined us, and we again proceeded and encamped on the northeast side of the Missouri, having descended 18 miles only today. I walked the bottom in the thick rushes and growth of timber common to the Illinois, such as cottonwood, sycamore, ash, mulberry, elm of different species, walnut, hickory, hornbeam, papaw, arrowwood, willow, prickly ash, and grapevines. Birds most common, the buzzard crow, the hooting owl, and hawks." Captain William Clark, September 13, 1806.
In a conversation with Nicholas Biddle in 1810, Clark commented that some of the men had been weaned from liquor, others not, but the former eventually relapsed into their old habits. Many trappers and traders were traveling up the Missouri as the Corps was traveling down. The information the captains and men had about lands up the Missouri was exchanged with these traders for linen cloth, tobacco, sugar, chocolate, and whiskey. Tomorrow, singing in harmony.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Clark read by Sean Batisse. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.